Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday morning. I hope everybody is well. And as promised, joining us on the line from the Coffeeville Friends of Animal is Becky Barnard. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
Good morning, and I'm doing just fantastic.
Sounds good. Sounds good. So before we start talking about all the great critters down there at the facility, do you have any new information, opening hours? Are you guys back to close to normal on those?
Well, that's a yes and that's a no. We are trying to get back to normal, but our hours are still going to be kind of restricted. You know, through this, we've kind of lost some of our volunteers, and without volunteers, sometimes it's kind of hard to keep things going. So, and just, you know, we listened to the governor, and she was saying let's stay in phase three. So we're trying to protect everybody, our staff and visitors. So we're going to continue that 2 to 4 in the afternoons. But as always, if there's an animal that you see and you're interested in, all you have to do is contact Brad either through the email address, Facebook, or just call the shelter, and he'll be more than happy to meet with you and let you do a, you know, one-on-one visit with the animal that you've picked out. But so ours at this time are going to stay the same. We're just going to be cautious. But other than that, I worked last Saturday and had some people come in, and that went just fine. I couldn't brag about any adoptions that I handled that weekend, but we did have a really, really fun one that we had a little puppy that came in and was adopted, and the family sent back pictures the other day, and he was in the pool with them. So he went from a shelter dog to a pool dog. I think that's pretty exciting.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah. He's floating around on a little raft, you know, and I thought, oh my, he's hit a jackpot here.
Yeah, so he's probably loving it.
Oh, don't you know? So that's, you know, that's been kind of good news for us. And we had one of our volunteers that did come in this morning, and she's wanting to come in and start taking some up-to-date pictures of our animals to get them on Facebook. And because she's, again, you know, we've kind of kept volunteers away, but we said sure. So hopefully within this coming week, you're going to see some new pictures or updated pictures of the animals that are available. That always helps you make your decisions. Sometimes if you think, do I want to go out there? And then you'll see this cute little face looking at you, and you think, absolutely, I'm going out. So that also is happening. We had kind of a shortage of food when I was out there, and so I put a plea out, and Brad put a plea out on Facebook asking for food and kitty litter and dog toys, and here they came. I mean, it's just amazing to me. Here they came. It's people are so generous and want to give, and I think it also makes you feel so good when you also, you know, you pay it forward, you do things for people without any recognition. It makes your heart kind of swell. So We thank people so much for always responding to us, and it's not just the same people either. I mean, it's just all different kinds of new people or our old standbys that will come forth. So thank you to everyone who helped us out in that little shortage. And anytime, some people will always say, what is it that the shelter needs? If you just think about your own pets, it's ongoing. You know, you always need the food. Right. You always, if you have a cat, it's a kitty litter. And our toys at the shelter, I know, don't last like people, and they probably think, man, but you think of the amount of animals that we have, and to us, if we give them that nice week toy within an hour, they've destroyed it. That's okay, because that means that dog has had some stimulation going on that hour.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we don't keep those pretty new little toys and not let them have them. We just get them right in there and let them have some fun. So we are always kind of short on toys. And I even said, you know, I have... my animals are kind of spoiled, so I always am buying new toys. So I even take the ones that are just gently used out there, and I wash them up first and take them out there. It works. It serves. It serves its purpose. So anyway, those are the kind of things that we kind of want to talk about. We've had some good rescues going on this week. This is amazing to me. We, in this last couple of weeks, we have had dogs. We haven't done any rescue for cats, but these are the dogs. We've had dogs go to Great Bend, Kansas City, Pittsburgh, and Wichita.
Wow.
That's
amazing.
And it's not just, as I said earlier, it's not that we're just shuffling from one facility to another. When these rescue groups take them, they know that they have a foster home available.
Mm-hmm.
So like this last two that went, and I'm not sure, I didn't catch where Brett told me they went. The last two that he took, they were placed in foster homes almost immediately. And you know, the chances of being adopted from a foster home, usually they call it foster failure, because the foster home usually ends up keeping them. So, to me, it's not a failure, but that's
no,
what they
it's
call
not.
It foster failure, because they weren't fostered in and then adopted out somewhere else. That happens a lot. But because of the fact we've got people out there that will foster them, they get that socialization that they need. Maybe they need that housebreaking. Maybe they need to quit jumping on you. You know, just, and it makes them a much more desirable pet and much easier to adopt out. But they are adopted out. I wanted people to understand that. It isn't just like, okay, we're just shifting from here to there. And then we have two that are scheduled to go out later this week, in about a week, I guess he said, to Colorado.
Wow, so all going all over the place pretty much.
It is. And it's, you know, some of these people, that's just what they do. They transport from one area. They'll go so far, and then somebody else picks them up and takes them on. And, you know, they've got quite a little system established. And it's wonderful. It's remarkable that people are willing to give their time and do that kind of thing.
Absolutely. And I do like what you said. It's called foster failure, but it's not really a failure. Let's be honest.
It's just Red was talking about foster failures, and I said, wait a minute, what's a foster failure? And he said, well, that's when the foster home decides to keep them. And I said, well, I don't consider that a failure. And he said, well, we don't either, but that's just that way, you know, we know that foster family kept them.
And right. And it's because that would be me. I don't think I could be, and this is not saying a bad way, I don't think I could be a foster doggy parent, because I would end up wanting to keep them.
Oh, I'm with you 100%. I have never, like at Christmas time, you watch these Hallmark movies, and this one particular came to mind. They take all the animals out of the shelter, and over the Christmas break, these families in this community take the dogs home and cats, whatever, in the shelter. But then they brought them back. And I'm thinking, no.
Yeah, it's not happening. Yeah. So, and the problem is I'd end up with like 15 dogs in cats in the house. And I'd be like, what am I doing here?
Right. So my answer to that is, if you want to do something special at Christmas, buy something extra for the shelter and take out there. And then they'll enjoy it. And you'll feel like you did the giving thing. So
absolutely. Anyway. So, yeah. Well, let's go ahead and talk about the gang that's out there right now.
You bet. We have kittens. And kittens.
Yay.
Kitten season.
Everybody loves kittens.
But they are awfully cute. But, you know, cats nowadays can live to be 15 at mm-hmm. least. So it's a commitment, just like the dogs. So some breeds live longer than others, but it is a true commitment. It isn't just like, okay, let's do this for a year or two. It's many, many years. Wonderful, but you need to remember that when you're...
My cat that I had for a long time before she passed mm-hmm. away, Maggie is what was her name, and she was a calico, and she lived to be, I think, about 14 years old. Mm-hmm. So she lived a good long life. She started getting sick near the end. That's why we wanted to put her down. We didn't think it was fair to try to keep her alive. She wasn't going to survive. So,
right. You know, quality of life.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't want her to suffer. So,
right.
But she lived a good long life, though.
Well, we have some kittens, like I said, that are now old enough to be adopted out. We've got a gray male that's about 8 weeks old, and there's a black female, same age, 8 weeks, and then a long-haired black male that is 3 months old. He's a little bit older, but he came into the shelter by himself. But we have got some cute, cute kittens out there. I made a walkthrough the other day, and you know, of course they're fun. They're fun just to sit and watch how they throw themselves around and carry on. So we have some little bitty guys if you're interested in a very young cat, and then we've got some older fellows that I'm going to talk about. We've got Jake. He's a big old boy. He's about 7 years old. He would make a great indoor or outdoor cat. He isn't real happy about being picked up, but you know, he loves to be petted, but he's not happy about leaving the ground. So that's one thing about old Jake. And we've got Jackie, a very sweet, thrilled female, a long-haired tabby. Angus is a light gray, large male. He's 3 to 4 years old. He, again, isn't one that's real happy about being picked up. Maybe it's their size. You know, who knows? But he's beautiful. He looks like a little miniature mountain lion. And we have Sox, which we all know about Sox. He's kind of like Turtle, but he's kind of come out of his social distancing just wants to be loved, and he's about a 3-year-old male. He's a gray tiger stripe with white on his belly, breast, legs, and face. And then, of course, our famous little Sky, he's the king of social distancing. He's still with us, and we call him Turtle, but it was, and he's so much better, but he still really prefers to sleep under his bed when it's time to go.
He's like, under the bed, not on it, under it.
He's not on it, he's under it. But at least we know where he is because the bed kind of moves.
Exactly, which means that at the, if when somebody adopts him, that he'll probably sleep under your bed.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Because they feel safe there.
If they talk sweet to Brad, he'd let the bed go home with Sky. And, you know, because we do that. We do have extra beds, and we wash them. So it's not like the cats have the same bed, but, you know, they circulate through the laundry like everything else, but he always has a bed in his kennel. And he's a gray tiger tabby. He looks so much like Sox. They could be brothers, I swear. I keep saying, are you sure? And Ben goes, well, I don't know, but they sure do. And, they have the same personality. That's what I'm saying. They kind of look alike, and they're kind of shy. And they're about 3 years old, so possible, you know, they could have been. That's the cats and the kittens that we have. We've got a lot of familiar names that have been with us for some time, but I will start with the two new people, or people. See, I'm just, they are people to me. The two new little guys that we have, and that's Harmony. Harmony is black and tan. It's a lab Doberman mix, about 4 months old, great-looking dog, and Brad did not tell me if it's a boy or a girl. He just has black and tan, and I've not seen Harmony, so I don't know, but, you know, that doesn't really matter about the boy or girl situation, because, as you know, all animals leaving the shelter have to be spayed or neutered.
Right.
That's just to prevent more unwanted litters. We also have Freckles. Freckles is a year-old heeler, mostly white, with a couple of blue markings and light speckles throughout his coat. He's a boy. He's a good-looking dog. He's a very sweet dog and an eye-catcher. He's attractive. And we have Douglas. He's a year-old male, black, and has some white on his chest and a spot on his neck. And we have Jupiter, a very sweet brindle terrier mix, 40 pounds females. She's sweet, she's playful, and she's a little older. She's four years old. And then we have a little lab mix that came in, and Brad calls him Bat Dog. He's got those ears that come out like a bat. And he's black with some brown mixed in him, but he's blind in one eye, and that injury occurred before we got him, so we can't really explain it, but he gets along fine, and he's probably 2 to 3 years old. And Rosie is a beautiful female, older, large terrier mix with white with some brindle. And we've got Peanut. Peanut is beautiful. He's a golden, tan golden, 2-year-old lab mix. He's already been neutered. The home didn't work out for him in his previous home because he's the guy that likes the chickens way too much.
Right.
So anyway, he would not get along with any chickens. Clark is still with us. Clark's 2 to 3-year-old lab mix. He has now been at the shelter the longest, so he requires some experienced owners possibly, because sometimes when they've been at the shelter as long as they've been, they lose their social skills. You know, they jump up on the cage, you know, on the kennel trying to get out. They'll jump on you because they're excited, so they don't have that sit manner like they used to. Sometimes their housebreaking training has gone maybe not as good, so... In other words, he just needs someone with some understanding, but he's a great dog, but he's just been with us the longest. And we have Glenn, a 4-year-old black male, and Hound Mix, sweet personality. We have a beautiful little spayed female, 4-year-old pocket bully. She's very small. She's tan and white, very sweet. She's our little gal that was, we found out that she was positive for heartworms, but one of our great people out there in our community stepped up and funding was available that we were able to invest and get the money we needed to do her treatment. So she's coming along fine, but whoever would adopt her would sure have to keep her on her heartworm medication because since she's already had it once. Paco, very shy, sweet. I love Paco. I walk with Paco a lot. A neutered male, he's very sweet. He is scared to death of the power washer. So whenever we turn, you know, that's how we clean the big dog kennels with the power washer. We always take him out, and he gets to stay out the whole time because
he's like, I ain't having that.
Oh, he does. He just thrashes himself around, and we're so afraid he's going to hurt himself, so we just take him outside. So if you have a power washer and you have Paco, do not mix together because he doesn't like it. But he's so sweet, and he walks. He's a tall, kind of tall like a Dane, but not quite, you know, maybe he's not, but he's a pretty shiny brindle coat. He's already neutered. He likes big dogs. He's not too crazy about the little dogs. About 2 years old, we believe it to be a shepherd mix. But, and it walks. I mean, when he walks with me, there's no tugging on the leash. He walks right beside you. Beautiful to walk with him. He'd make a great dog to exercise with. And then we have Draco, our black German shepherd, and he's about a year and a half old now, and his good buddy got adopted, and that adoption is going so well, and we are so pleased because we weren't sure because the previous home hadn't socialized them, and we didn't know kind of if they'd make a good house pet or not, but his friend that came in with him, Haas, he's on the couch. He made himself right at the home. He's at home on the couch.
Yeah,
totally
right. I'm good here.
So Draco kind of needs to have that same kind of experience, so we're hoping someone that loves German Shepherds will come out and check out our Draco. And then last on the list is Curly, and Curly's one of our favorites. Curly is so well-trained. He's been with us long enough that he knows how to come in and go out. He sits. He is very affectionate, and he's a little hyper when you walk to the cage because he's ready to get out, but after he gets out, he's wonderful. He is he's a sweet-looking guy. He's kind of a unique-looking because he's brindle, and brindle in color and kind of a gray. He's not very tall. He's kind of a medium-sized dog. So I'm sure hoping Curly can find that great home out there that's waiting for him somewhere. Now, we are located out on the way to South Coffeyville, the last county road. You would go back east. We are in the little white building, has our sign, Coffeyville Friends of Animals. We are trying to be open every day, but at this time, we are going to continue our strange hours. It's 2 to 4, Tuesday through Sunday. And Mondays we're going to stay closed. But if there's an animal that you see on Facebook, you've heard me talk about, don't hesitate to contact us. Our number is 620-252-6060. Facebook, CFA, Coffeyville Friends of Animals. And then Brad has a Gmail account. It's jbradley.cfa@gmail.com. So that's how you can contact us. And I've had people send me private message saying, you know, if we all of a sudden decide we want to bring something out to the shelter, can we do that? And you sure can. Just, you know, bring it out. You can leave, if the gate's closed, leave it at the gate. If it's not business hours, you can just leave it by the front door and knock. And no one's going to bother it. People don't bother our things out there.
So right.
If you want to come out and not want to see the dogs and cats, because I hear this too. Oh, I could never volunteer out there. I'd take them all home. I mean, that's, you know, I hear that a lot, and I say, yes, I understand, but you can. It's discipline, people. It's discipline.
That's right. you were talking about the one dog who's scared of the power washer. It kind of reminded me of another cat I did have. We had a Roomba. And, you know, it started taking off by itself, and it would sit there and stare at it as it was moving along. Well, one time it was right in front of it as I was just coming to him, and he's sitting there. He's kind of looking at it, and he bats at it, and it turns, and he, like, jumps out, like, 10 feet backwards and runs behind the couch, and then you see this head just poke out looking like, is it still there? What's going on?
So, you know, I've often wondered how that works with animals, having one of those.
Well, yeah, because it just takes off on its own, I mean, after you start it, and they're just like, hold on, the person's not pushing it. What is going on? What is this thing?
Yeah.
But it was so funny, he, like, swatted at it, and when it did that, it caused it to turn. He jumped about 10 feet backwards, hid behind the couch, and like I said, you just see this head stick out like, is it still there?
It's there, and it stayed. And, yeah, I think it would be a wonderful thing to have. I mean, especially for someone like me that does have pets in the house and stuff. Cause it's amazing the amount of hair you can get.
Well, yeah, and it's not as loud either as because the old-fashioned vacuum cleaners, that causes cats to completely freak out and completely lose it because they're not wild about it. Just, you know, all of a sudden. And this is a little bit quieter. So, all right, Becky. Well, thank you so much for coming on today. I really do appreciate it.
Well, thank you. We appreciate the time. And I want to just real quick say, okay, 4th of July is coming up. Let's remember that dogs and cats do not like the fireworks.
No, they do not.
They're not all excited about it like we are. So if you have a pet, please take them in the house and guard the door, because I hear so many stories about, we had her in the house, but we opened the door and she shot out. So please be mindful of our pets, our cats and dogs. They don't like it. It something beyond. And
it's really loud for them, too, a lot louder than for us.
And with the heat the way it is, you know, your pets are more prone for heat strokes this time of year. That's the other thing people need to remember is that outside pets, they may be accustomed to it, but it never, never hurts to keep that water fresh, keep it cool, get that shade out there, change their water. You can buy those little bitty kiddie pools so cheaply. You know, fill it up with water. You can freeze those pop bottles and let them lay against it. There's so many things to keep them cool and comfortable. But
and if you go walk with them, give them some booties or something. That way their paws aren't burning on the ground.
That's true. You know, it's all common sense, but sometimes we just forget. But man, I dread 4th of July because it's rough on our pets.
Mm-hmm. they freak out. That's for sure. All right. Well, Becky, again, thank you so much for calling up today,
and
we will talk to you next week.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. Bye bye. All right, Becky Barnhart from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Let's go ahead and take a break. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.